Hello, this is John Smallwood from Smallwood Wealth Management. Today, I want to have a conversation about the seven goals for your financial plan. Everybody's financial plan should have these seven goals as part of their process. If I'm going to implement a new financial strategy in my plan, it should be in alignment with these seven goals. If I have strategies that are not in alignment with these seven goals, I'm not sure that you should be continuing it. So, first one is strikingly obvious. I want to have a plan that grows wealth over time. But in doing so, the second goal is I must be reducing the amount of taxes that I'm paying and into the future, trying to reduce those taxes. I want to reduce risk, and risk comes from multiple places, not just investment risk. Reduce fees and costs. Provide the maximum protection with the least amount of cost. Enjoy the maximum income in retirement. And the seventh goal is to pass the maximum to your family or favorite charity. All of these should be simultaneously happening. They should not be trade-offs. Most financial strategies that we see are actually increasing the amount of taxes, increasing the fees and costs, increasing the amount of risk that the client is taking, and therefore reducing the amount of wealth that's being created. This is something that is fundamental and should occur over and over and over again in the financial strategies. But what's constantly happening is the exact opposite is happening, okay? So as you think about financial strategies, if you're compounding wealth into the future and you're creating a lot of taxable income and you're paying that taxable income out of your earned income or from the portfolio, you're eroding your capital. If you're taking unnecessary risk and subjecting your plan to lots of volatility, lawsuit risk, disability risk, premature death risk, nursing home risk, longevity risk, and a multitude of other risks, and you're not having some kind of strategy to reduce that risk, you're exposing yourself to potential problems. Fees and costs. These fees, costs that are in financial plans are everywhere, and you want to identify where they are. A simple example of that is ATM fees. You go get money from the ATM, you pay $2.95, you take out $100, it's 3%, 2.95%, right? So we want to make sure that the financial strategies that we are deploying are actually growing wealth, reducing taxes today and in the future, reducing risk today and in the future, reducing fees and costs today and in the future, providing maximum protection today and throughout the entire financial strategy, setting you up so you can enjoy the maximum amount of retirement income, and then pass the maximum amount of wealth to your favorite family members or charity. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye. Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.